Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Hello. You are at the place, the spot, the location where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, we're going to talk. Yes, we're going to share our voices. But what are we talking about? Is our message clear? Is it concise? Is it impactful? Is it insightful? Or is it gossipy? Is it rude? Is it all over the place, scattered? Or is it suppressed? There's a lot of women out here that have suppressed their voices, and, you know, when they finally do speak up, people don't take you seriously. So we're going to cover the gamut with our guest today, Becky Rich. Going to talk about speaking and being an orator, because that's how I got started, and a whole lot more. Let's welcome her to the show. How are you today, Miss Becky?
Hello, hello. So good to be with you. And hello to the brains out there. Good to be with you.
Well, we are glad to have you and talk about this conversation, because I'm going to tell you, word on the street is that women talk too much. Have you heard that? You know, you're just running your mouth. You're just running your mouth. Okay, well, you know, and a lot of times that comes from men when you're telling them off. But to be able to have a voice, to be able not to have that fear, because public speaking is one of people's greatest fears, to stand up in front of a crowd. But when you stand up in front of a crowd, you want to be taken seriously. You want to be clear. You want to be concise. You want to get out all those filler words, the ums, the ahs, the you knows. You want to be able to tell a story from the beginning, the middle, and recap at the end. So you're going to go over that with us in a little bit more, but tell us a little bit about how you found your voice.
Yes, thank you. So my voice, I didn't actually realize that my voice was suppressed. And that was one of the things that was holding me back from doing the things that I felt called to do. So growing up, I was pretty outgoing as a little kid, but I feel like I got shy as I got to middle school and high school. I was never in any kind of leadership programs, and I didn't play sports, so I didn't get any introduction like that. And there we go. You know, they're just growing up, not super outgoing. I found Women Speak, though. You know, fast forward to 2018, I had become a transformational coach, and I found myself feeling very shy about promoting myself and starting with online. And at a later age, I felt very held back. But I know I love coaching, and I love what's possible for people when they get coaching. And so I was committed to being able to reach people. So thankfully, I had a friend that posted online and invited me to an event, and it was a women's speaking event. And it was at that event that I witnessed women speaking powerfully with an ease and a confidence that I had never witnessed before. And I wanted what they had. And so after the event, I spoke to one of the speakers, and she told me about Women Speak. And Women Speak was actually founded by Casey Baker. And she, what Women Speak is we offer circles. And so the speaker invited me to her circle, and I just basically jumped in off the, you know, imagine the high dive pool. And I just jumped in and joined her circle. So
well,
that was
important to have support, because that way you feel confident.
Yes.
I know I started my speaking when I was working at the utility company, and I had never seen a Black woman command an audience the way that our facilitator did. She moved like a gazelle. She told the story. I was captivated. I hung on to every word that she said. And I said, you know, I want to do that.
Yes.
And people applauded. And she knew how to pause. And she knew how to reiterate a conversation. She knew how to throw in a joke.
Yes.
I asked her, much like you did after our seminar, I said, where did you learn this grace and this ease and how to command an audience? She told me Toastmasters.
Yes.
I was like, Toastmasters? She said, yes, it's a free nonprofit organization. I joined it. Next thing I know, I'm the president of a chapter. And I
Well, good for you.
absolutely loved it because it taught you parliamentary procedure and how to step to the lectern, how to exit the lectern. It was a lot. So I know how powerful these programs can be. There's a lot of women in corporate America that want to give a presentation or want to give a speech. And when they stand up, it could be two people, it could be 2,000 people. They're frozen.
Yes.
So it also gives you tips and tricks on how to just kind of look at the first few people in the audience and pretend they're all naked. So when
Yes.
you have
So,
these circles, so tell us a little bit about what happens in the Women Speaks circles.
yes. So with it, that was a great example. So when someone does stand up, like you said, either they're in front of two people or 1,000 people, a lot of times we get rushed with this surge of energy. And that energy, which I felt it today, you know, I'm going to share here. This is public speaking. And I felt this rush of energy. And one of the things that Women Speak teaches is the truth about the fear around public speaking. And it is in how we label this energy that we get into trouble. And so one of the things that is different with Women Speak is that we know that this energy, when you're speaking in an environment that is safe, because we know that not all environments, you know, there is risk with different speaking up. But one of the things that we believe is that this energy is coming to prepare us, to give us presence and charisma and power. And so when that energy comes in, we don't tell ourselves we're in danger because we're not in danger. We have a great opportunity to share.
Right.
We tell ourselves that this energy is here. It's our friend and it's our power. And so part of the Women Speak program, a majority of the Women Speak program, is rewiring our nervous system around speaking up and creating that relationship and opening to that energy instead of having it be like, it's not there to hurt us. It's there to help us. And so, yes. So,
and it's a building block. I mean, there are women that want to, you know, speak at the PTA meeting. It doesn't have to be corporate America. It doesn't have to be at an event. But then you have the women that want to be command speakers. And I get a lot of those on my show.
Right.
But what I always tell them is practice, practice, practice.
Yes.
Stand in front of the mirror and speak to yourself. Pretend that there's an audience. Listen to yourself. Record yourself on your device. Remove the filler words, the And when the kids say like, if they say like to me one more time, I'm gonna come about the ground. It's like, Miss April, it's like, you know, really,
oh,
like we can
boy.
Do this. It's like is something that you prefer. It's not a filler word.
Yes, yes.
And so those kind of things and having a structure. So tell us a little bit about the structure that you teach your clients in speaking and how to prepare for a presentation.
Yes, thank you. So Women Speak, we're building blocks. So there's specific topics that we teach, and all of that can, all of those techniques or, you know, building blocks can build into a larger talk. And so really, I really have a lot of compassion for the woman that wants to speak up and can see herself giving that talk or leading, but feels held back. So my heart is very much for the beginner who has that dream to do those things. And so we enter into the circle, which can be a 6-week or 12-week or 16-month program, and we work through those topics so that you can build a larger talk. In the speaker certification, you can build a larger talk, and it's building those skills. It's getting speaking practice. It's allowing yourself to feel sometimes more uncomfortable than you've ever allowed yourself to be able to speak, and you get connected to the value of what you have to say. You learn the skills to be able to actually insert your voice into wherever you feel called, whether it's giving a talk on stage. There are women in meetings that have a seat at the table and don't feel confident in what they have to bring to, so they're feeling held back there, so that there's topics to be able to bring your voice forward, insert yourself into the conversation. Because it's a building process
and it's fun too. And it's
Yeah.
fun. And you know what? You can't be in your feelings, brains.
No
You
brain.
can't be in your feelings because it is a learning safe environment. You're going to make gaffes. You're going to make mistakes. But other people are listening to you and they are going to help you organize. It's like when you write a book. You know, my girlfriend taught me a long time ago. She said, the red pen is actually your friend. It makes it better. You know,
Absolutely.
critiquing you absolutely makes it better because once you deliver, it's like having a baby. It's out there.
It's out there.
And if it's ugly, green, with four ears and two noses and one mouth, it's still your baby.
That's
So
right.
What you want to do is you want to practice it.
So in Women Speak, the culture in Women Speak is we are focused on fertile listening, giving our undivided attention and creating that environment so that, you know, when you know someone is listening to you, you give them your best. And so we focus on fertile listening, celebrating what is perfect and wonderful about this, what you just gave. And then we focus on refinement. In Women Speak, we don't do criticism or feedback, but we do focus on refinement to say, what could have made this land more powerfully? And so that you're able to start and refine as you go. And sometimes, you know, we've heard a lot about the messy first draft. And it's like sometimes people don't even get to the messy first draft. And if you're to give a talk, you're going to have a messy, you have to be able to allow yourself to start before you can even, you know, get to that really great place where you give a talk. And so that is the culture of Women Speak. And then we also agree to confidentiality in our circles, to be a stand for one another, to be able to speak our truth, even if the other people don't share what we believe. And we agree to not disparage anyone in our shares or talks. And this creates a very safe environment for people to do the thing that is terrifying for most people. And I'm so thankful for the program. Even though I was shy, I have been able to speak up on stage, in person, give a talk online. My mom is, we're in the HOA. I had to speak up in the HOA meeting, which I have a history of. I was a massage therapist. I don't have experience doing that, but Women Speak has made it possible for me to cultivate my own leadership. And that's what I think is so important for women, to be able to step more and more into their leadership, to be able to insert their voice wherever they feel called to make their unique contribution. So just that's really important to me. And,
well,
you
it
know, I
seems
feel
that
like
you're excited and elated about it. And that's what's the most important thing, is that you love what you do.
Yes.
And
This
have
has
a
helped
powerful
me.
message. I mean, you could
Yes.
talk about planting in the garden, or you could talk about world peace. Sometimes I like that you have this sister camaraderie, because there's things that women have suppressed and their mouths have been shut for a long time, emotionally, financially, in the relationship, sexuality, all of these things. So now you are able to command and take control of the narrative. And that's what's so important. You are able to rewrite, edit, filter, and deliver your story, your truth.
Yes. And you become, what I've found is that I now am in control of when I speak up. I am the one that shushes myself And so I now am in control of when I allow myself to speak, and I have the tools to be able to do that. And that, I think, is something so important for each of us to be able to claim our voice and be able to speak up when we feel called to speak up.
Other thing, brains, just a suggestion on my part. Don't go to the lectern and say, "Oh my God, this is my first time and I'm so nervous." People don't know what you're going to say until you say it, until it comes out of your mouth. Take your time. A 2 minute, 3 minute talk is a lot of time, believe it or not. But what is the end result? What do you want people to feel? Do you want them to feel joy? Do you want them to, are you trying to close a deal? Are you trying to make a sale? Are you just trying to deliver some information? Are you a brand ambassador? What is it that you're trying to deliver? So think about that. Put a lot of thought into it. And like I said, practice makes perfect. Two, three times, I do it all the time. Two or three times in the mirror before I stand in front of the audience. And then when you get the response from the audience, the whole situation may change. You may want to incorporate something else. You might want to delete something else. It's very important. It's like reading out loud. That was a big fear. I grew up dyslexic. So letting that, oh my God, I might stumble over a word or I might not be able to pronounce this word. People are going to laugh at me and this, that, and the other. And I don't care now. If, and I'm 61. I still have a challenge. If I come across it, I own it. This is one of my gifts now that I am able to orate and speak because I overcame blah, 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 blah. And you would not believe how the audience embraces that with a, oh, okay. That judgment is gone, like the grammar police. They're sitting there and they're like, "Oh, okay, I won't be so harsh on people next time because we don't know what they might have, had to overcome." And it's a great example for your children. It's a great example for your children because you want them to know that you do have a voice, that what you say is important and how you say it. I look at some of these politicians, that's what I call them, on TV. And I'm so disappointed. I'm saying to myself, how in the world did you get this job when you cannot deliver and the English language? You cannot command. You can't go through, I know that you have to pick their words very carefully because it's what they do. But aren't you prepared? Don't you, aren't you reading off of the teleprompter? What is it? And then how you present yourself. Do you look nervous? Are you calm? How do you hold your hand? All these things are very, very important. So let's ask you some fun questions about you, Jackie Rich. What's been your favorite presentation? What's been your favorite talk that
Oh,
you've presented?
my favorite talk. Oh, that is a great question. I gave a talk for the Women Speak Mastermind, and that was my favorite talk. It was personal, and it led to one of the things that I'm really passionate about is the positive uncomfortable and sharing about how to do the positive uncomfortable. So that was definitely my one of my favorites.
Well, tell us a little bit about the positive uncomfortable.
Okay, the positive uncomfortable is that area where they say the only way out is through. But how do you go from when you're in your comfort zone to, doing the thing that you feel scared to do? And I now know that it's by entering the positive uncomfortable, which is allowing myself to do something that's scary but good for me. And there is, I don't know if there's any other way than than public speaking to be able to do that. So it's really, you'd mentioned something earlier too about the thoughts that we, are feeding ourselves about our ability or fears. And it is that our self-talk has the power to talk us into and out of doing things. And as I enter the positive uncomfortable, it's where I know that those thoughts, those doubts are going to pop up. But being that I am committed to that, committed to growing and knowing that, I'm able to step in and do things that part of me is scared to do. So it's really an amazing,
I love
amazing
that.
talk.
I love that. So being comfortable in the uncomfortable. I get it.
Absolutely. And knowing that growth is kind of uncomfortable, and but being committed to, you said, what do you want the audience to feel? I know what's possible for women when they liberate their voice, and I can allow myself today even to be uncomfortable to do something new, because I know it's good for me, and it's helping me reach the people that I want to help. So say
And words
yes.
are powerful, you know. There are women that are abused in
Yes.
abusive situations, and the man has not put his hands on her, but he's put that voice to her.
Yes.
And that neuro-linguistic programming has set in to make you feel that you're not worthy,
Yes.
that you're less than, that you're needy, that you're ugly, that you're this, that you're that, da da da, da da da.
Yes.
So you have to reprogram that. And a mastermind is
Absolutely.
a great way to do that. Is to be
Yes.
able to share because you are who you are.
Yes.
But also, gossip. Since we're talking about talk, okay, let's talk about it.
Okay.
There's always going to be an exchange of information,
Yes.
but it's how you do it. And
Yes.
what is your intention? Because you know, women's tongues can be like switchblades,
Yes.
it
Yes.
can cut you in half. Oh, she's not this, and he's doing this, and she's fat. And she's this and she's that. Well, you know what? What I need you to do is stand butt naked in the mirror and look at yourself and see what reflection you see. Do a little mirror work, you know, do a little breath work. Be careful what comes out of your mouth.
Absolutely.
So that leads to my next question. If your words had an odor, what would they smell like, Becky?
Ooh. They would smell like Ling Ling and an orange.
Ooh.
Sweet. You know.
Wow.
And especially hopefully most of the time, depend, you know, I do, I am a mother, and so I could be a little ornery, you know, but you know, but it's even within that, I want to encourage, you know, and lift up and empower. And so hopefully it'd be, you know, it's a sweet smell. Even with my youngest, I'm encouraging them to pursue and to work hard and to, you know, to allow themselves to be positively uncomfortable, because even our young people, you know, there's a lot of pressure. And so,
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. And be careful of the words that you intake.
yes.
Be
Yeah.
careful of what, you know, consider the source. You consider
Yes.
the source because sometimes we are resonating a negative energy or less than positive, or it could grow or it could develop. Okay, you take that into consideration, but then look at the source. What is the
Yes.
relationship? Is this really impactful? Is this insightful? Is this a growth opportunity? Is this a learning
Absolutely.
opportunity?
Yes.
Because people will say some stuff to you that will just really turn you upside down. If my
Right.
words kind of had an odor or a taste right now, I think mine would be a rich butterscotch toffee.
I love that.
Because it's rich, it's creamy, it smells good, but it sticks.
There we go.
And I want it to stick. If you were an appliance in the kitchen, Mrs. Rich, what appliance would you be and why?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was the stove. We have a gas stove, so that flame that I, as nice as I am, what I'm offering puts, you know, you're the pot and it, that flame kind of heats you up, you know, but it's for the good, you know, to cook something delicious. And so I would
Absolutely.
have everybody.
And you got options. You got about four or five burners. You can broil it. You can bake it. You
Yeah.
can air fry it. I get it. I think I'm gonna be today. I change. Today, I think I'm gonna be the dishwasher
There we go. Okay.
because
Cool.
it's of service.
Yes.
It keeps it clean. And all I have to do is just push a button and walk away and let it do its thing. So that's
There
fine.
we
If you could time travel, what
go.
period of time would you land in?
Oh, that's a great question. If I could time travel, I would go back to when my great great grandmother came over from Italy. She left her mother to come to America, and I would love to be able to be alongside her and just travel with her a little bit to where she opened a shop in Chicago with she could not speak English. It was in the Italian neighborhood, but just to be with her, she had so much self-confidence and she took action and she delivered babies and she, did all these things with no formal education, but just unbelievable self-belief and faith that she was able to do that. And I would just love to just be with her in that time.
But again, like you said, she was a woman that did not speak the language, but she had a voice.
She
And
had
a
a
lot
voice,
of times, women, what I want you to consider is your presence, how you carry yourself. Do you smile? Do you give another woman a compliment? Do you say thank you? Are you grateful? Are you gracious? When you stick your hand out, do you have chipped up nail polish? Or is it either on or it's off? I'm telling you, these things, your breath. Do you have a nice mint when you go to speak to someone? Or is it hot like you need a gas mask? These things, people take note of. How you dress, how you prepare yourself when you go to the theater. Are you looking like you're really going and you're dressing up to entertain yourself or to even receive a compliment? The conversations that you have with people are very important. People take mental note of that. It speaks volumes, whether you say it does or you think it does or it doesn't. Believe me, people judge you on that. And the less judges you have, the you don't have to be in the court of public opinion. I think I go futuristic. I want to be like in 3000. I want to see what's going on in the future. I've already done the past. I've got the history books and all that kind of stuff. But I think I would go to the future. What is your superpower, Becky?
Ooh, my superpower. I would say my superpower is that I've come to the place of loving myself and allowing myself to be myself unapologetically. And be able to show up and do the things I feel called to do and do my best today. So I feel very much that is my superpower. Just
Well,
go in.
it's working. It's really working because you haven't stopped smiling the whole interview, and I can really appreciate and attest to that. You're feeling good about yourself, and there's nothing wrong about that. There are people that have been shy or depressed or introverted or this, that, and the other. But smile every now and then. Look people in the eye. Give them an
Absolutely.
opportunity to respond. I know we went to Italy. You were talking about Italy.
Yes.
And I'm from California. I'm friendly. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And people were like a little reserved. So I said, well, let me try a different tactic. Let me acknowledge them. Let me smile. Let me look in their eyes. And I got a different reception. Everybody's not the same. Their culture's not the same. The way that they're received. I mean, there's some cultures that women can't even look you in the eye. You have to look down. So there are other ways of communicating with your body language. That's why I was talking about your appearance and how you smell, how you stand, how you walk. These are other forms of communication outside of what comes out of your mouth. They speak volumes. Becky, you have just been a wealth of information. I appreciate and value you so much. I'm so happy that you're in this great space and that you're helping other women find their voice and through
Thank you.
difficult situations. Through everyday conversations when they're at work, even when they're having that tough conversation with their kids or their spouse, there's a safe place and it is called Women Speaks. Talk to us a little bit about how to get in contact with you and how we can have other individuals join the group.
Yes. So I think the best way right now to connect with me is on Instagram at Hello from Becky. And also on Facebook, I'm in Yeah, Becky Rich. I can post my links, but that is the best way right now to get connected and find out more. I can also let me see. Yeah, or you can email me. So I'm not putting my information in there.
All right. Is this a monetized group? Is this a
Yes.
non okay, so there's it's
Yes.
a component, it's a business opportunity. All right.
Yes.
I just want people to know that and be clear with that, because you know what? Some things you can't put a price on. And if
Right.
you work with a dynamite group like this that has proven results, it's worth the investment. You're making an investment in yourself. You're not making an investment in Becky. You're
Yeah,
not making
no.
an investment. You are making an investment in yourself, and that's absolutely wonderful. And I see absolutely nothing wrong with it. I just wanted
Oh, yeah.
people to know that there are
Absolutely. Yeah.
options, that there are their choices as well. Do
Yeah.
they get like maybe a workbook, and you know, you have availability to work with a coach one-on-one or a group?
Right now I'll be offering a 6-week intensive starting in January. And so with each of the Women Speak programs, there is a manual, and there's also videos of the founder, Casey Baker, teaching it. And then we also practice within each circle, the practices. And then there's a social media share component. So if you're wanting to work on your social media presence, there are specific speaking practices you learn and a specific social media share. So it's very thorough, and there's a lot of practice. So,
Well, that's wonderful, because
yes.
again, we need to practice, 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 practice what you preach, and what you preach is
Absolutely.
what you speak. Thank you
Yes.
so much, Becky, for being here on the Edge Brains. Go in, check it out. It
Yes,
doesn't hurt
thank
you to
you.
check it out. Go in, listen, like, love, share, leave a comment.
I did have one more thing. I'm sorry. I do have an intro course, and that is something that we can connect with on Instagram. So that's a free option to be able to experience Women Speak. So that is something that anyone can do and get a taste of the work that we do. Thank
Okay,
you.
well, get your taste buds ready, because
Yes.
we have some Lang Lang and we have some butterscotch. So the taste is right for the palate. Thank you so much. I wish you the best. Brains, go in, listen to other edgy conversations. You can find us too on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk, iTunes, Mixcloud. I could sing them to you. I really could. But I want you to go in and find your voice, okay? You need to be heard. Thank you
Yes.
so much, Becky. You are the
Thank you
best.
so much. Thank you. Thank you, Brains.
All right. Bye, brains.